Cowboy Jambo, and hello, Bankless Africa.
It's the end of another week, which means it's time for Sats and Gwe, where we give you weekly updates on crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent. I am Miss Purple.
And I am Neki.
Your favorite decentralized reporters for the week.
We take a look at the markets, how the markets have done in the past week. Not so bad, actually. Most of the major cryptocurrencies have remained relatively stable. Bitcoin has only moved slightly from $21,577.44 last week to $20,948.04 as of right now. Ethereum currently sits at $8,259.21, which is a shift from $1,219.10 last week. Solana, barely a difference, moved from $38.49 last week to $38.54 this week. Optimism currently sits at $0.4947, down from $0.5734 last week. The Binance coin currently sits at $239.35, down from $243.49 last week. And the Bank coin currently sits at $0.01449, while slightly down from $0.0156 last week.
And that brings us to our national currencies for this week. We're going to start with the Ghanaian cedi, which is up from 8.02 last week to 8.13 cedis to the dollar this week. The Nigerian naira is also up from 415.33 to the dollar to 415.40. The Lesotho Ludi is the same as last week, 15.84 to the dollar. The Kenyan shilling is also up from 117.71 to 118.25 shillings to the dollar. And last but certainly never least, the Central African CFA franc is up as well from 644.55 last week to 652.35 franc to the dollar this week. Not looking too good, I'm afraid. Because, you know, in as much as the Lesotho Ludi seems to be the same, doesn't feel like it. It definitely does not feel like it. But we're going to move on to the headline updates from last week, just to kind of recap where we left off, and then we will move into our updates for this week. Starting off from last week, we have Celo, which launched their Web3 fund for African startups adopting crypto strategies.
And just in the past week, Binance CEO Champeng Zhao paid a visit to some countries in West Africa.
The Central African Republic was eyeing a blockchain-driven economy by launching their native crypto, Sango coin.
And the Community Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, of South Africa charged the South African Bitcoin Club, MTI, to a case of $1.7 billion in fraud.
An African infrastructure firm landed $150 million to launch their crypto water token.
And on to the next one. The Mara wallet was launched, and its aim is to boost cryptocurrency and NFT adoption in Africa.
Capital Markets Authority of Kenya, CMA, reportedly welcomed crypto innovations to their sandbox.
Security fears in Nigeria as 33 more million Nigerians stake to cryptocurrency trading.
Kenya continues to top Africa's share of crypto clients, according to the United Nations report.
And last but not least, on the headlines from last week, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe introduced gold coins as inflation continues to skyrocket in Zimbabwe. Moving on to the headlines for this week. 13 million Nigerians hold cryptocurrencies, according to a United Nations report.
According to the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD, at least 13 million Nigerians own cryptocurrencies and related digital assets. Nigeria has been ranked third amongst African countries with the highest level of crypto adoption, only trailing behind Kenya and South Africa. Nigeria is currently one of the world's largest cryptocurrency markets, despite the Central Bank of Nigeria's ban on banks allowing cryptocurrency trading. A number of banks consecutively fined fees, culminating to billions, simply for facilitating cryptocurrency trade in some way. The report further stated that cryptocurrencies have become a place for solace, a place of solace for middle to low income earners who do not have enough money to spare and want a safe means with which to store the value of their earnings. I mean, I can totally understand it. And like we continue to repeat here, you cannot stop people's, you know, desire for better. And crypto represents that for a lot of people. So if anything, you should maybe try to get on board. But that is just my personal opinion. I am no expert. Moving on to our next headline for this week. Digital firms are set to empower 10,000 Africa tech startups.
A coalition has been formed by the Humanity Node Protocol, HNP, Web3 Africa, and Adanian Labs to create an enabling environment that would allow for a new wave of digital revolution, which will leverage the use of cryptocurrency and blockchain technologies to solve a number of problems currently plaguing the African continent. Named the African Startup League, the coalition aims to provide the required tools, talent pool, and business management skills to at least 10,000 businesses in Africa with a grand prize of $1 million. The end goal is to help these businesses grow a wider client base and overall start earning revenue. Now, through the program, the coalition aims to position African enterprises and youths to be able to take advantage of the radical change that cryptocurrency, decentralized finance, and blockchain technologies are bringing to Africa, and to help people fully tap into the maximum potential of blockchain technology. This is really laudable, and I think we need more initiatives like this. You know, a lot of things that are mostly targeted at helping people find their footing in crypto and in blockchain technology and in Web3, because that is the future. At least I think it is, just my opinion. Anyway, moving on to the next headline, South Africa to regulate crypto as a financial asset.
The South African government has made a move to impose regulations on trading cryptocurrency over a period spanning 12 to 18 months. According to Kuben Naidu, the country's deputy governor, the government is keen on exploring the depths of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. As a first step to regulating the cryptocurrency ecosystem in South Africa, they would be monitored by a designated establishment, that is the Financial Intelligence Center, the FIA. The aim is to prevent and monitor instances of cases such as fraud and money laundering. Personally, I am for this because I believe this kind of regulation it looks like a move towards a wider adoption. And, you know, once you have a body like that give a nod to say, okay, cool, we're going to have to regulate this now, to a lot of people, it says, okay, they clearly are saying that this thing is at least, it's workable. You know, it's something that is worth looking into. And that for a lot of people will definitely be probably the first time that they get into it. So in some way, I think it's a positive. At least I'm looking at it as a positive. Maybe I'm too optimistic, but I think it could mean that a lot more innovations could come into the fray, but also a lot more people would be more curious to learn about it. Moving on to our next headline, For Africa by Africans. This is how Qala is building Bitcoin developers.
Now, regardless of the many challenges faced by the crypto and blockchain community in Africa, Bitcoin adoption has remained steady across African countries, notably Nigeria, Ghana, the Central African Republic, Togo, and South Africa. The growth can be attributed to the consistent education of the Bitcoin community by stakeholders and Bitcoin-oriented companies. As a result of this awareness and increased adoption of Bitcoin, the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency market in Africa witnessed a massive surge in growth of 1,200% between July 2020 and June 2021. At a conference for Bitcoin developers hosted in Lagos by Qala, Bitcoin was highlighted as the platform that will help transform the African financial space for good, also highlighting the need for developers who will build on the Bitcoin and Lightning Network to create innovative solutions that would solve Africa's problems. Moving on to the next headline, BCAT Africa 2022 brings crypto education to 7,000 Nigerians.
The BCAT program, which was launched in 2019, has been a driving factor in bringing crypto adoption to Nigerians. The team underwent a campus tour in 2019 across a number of tertiary institutions with the aim of exposing students to the vast opportunities that exist in the blockchain and cryptocurrency space. On June 4th, 2022, nearly 7,000 Nigerians attended the Binance BCAT Africa 2022 Southeast edition, which raised their awareness of blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies. Its purpose is to prime young Africans to take advantage of the numerous opportunities in the digital economy through blockchain and cryptocurrency education. Going forward, the BCAT aims to intensify its efforts at enabling cryptocurrency adoption and involvement through the launch of Smart Guild, which is a gaming guild with efforts directed at making opportunities and innovations in crypto play-to-earn models accessible to more individuals. Look, I am always excited for more opportunities all around. So, I mean, this sounds like a, you know, phenomenal project that is definitely up my alley. So, kudos to them. Moving on to our next headline, the metaverse now has roughly the same SAE population as dating sites. Interesting.
The first time I came across this piece of news, I was like, wait, what is this? And then it just struck me that a lot more people are really starting to get into virtual reality. Anyway, a recent survey has revealed that at least half of the adult population of South Africa are active on social media, with another most recent survey putting the statistics of South Africans with presence in the metaverse at 16.1%, in close comparison with the 16.4% who are, well, registered on dating sites. Now, this percentage is indicative of rising interest in the metaverse, which is essentially 3D virtual reality. You know, there is this thing with Africans and always wanting to get a piece of cake whenever there's something new that is worth admiring. You know, for so long, Africans have always been left behind when it comes to technology or technological advancements or what's new, what's in vogue. But to think that blockchain technology or cryptocurrencies did not even originate in Africa, but it would seem that African countries are having the most massive adoption rates for this technology is astounding. And I'm really hoping that we can just keep riding this wave to take us to the point where we hope it would take us to, you know, to the point of financial freedom, a better financial ecosystem. You know, I'm just really optimistic to see what the future holds for Africa with blockchain and cryptocurrency. Moving on to the next headline. Binance launched a zero-fee Bitcoin trading to mark its fifth anniversary last week.
I won't lie. I like no fees. I like the idea of not having to pay nothing. Included in its lineup of events to celebrate its fifth year anniversary, Binance announced a zero-fee Bitcoin trading on about 13 trading pairs, which lasted up until the 8th of July. This is a preliminary step as a part of its plans to eliminate maker and taker fees in the bear market. You know, I use Binance a lot. So I remember when this happened, I kept getting notifications and I was like, dang it, it's a pity I don't have any reason to be trading Bitcoin right now. But I think, you know, outside of them promoting the fact that it's their fifth year anniversary, we cannot ignore the fact that people are probably trading less right now. So I think it was a very smart marketing ploy to get more people to be trading, to just kind of remind them, you know, because now more than ever, people want to be given a reason, a good reason why you should be spending your hard-earned money and your time looking at these things and trading them and, you know, spending your money on them. So I think it was a good one, Binance. Keep it going. But coming into our last update for this week, the Central African Republic is set to launch their Sango Bitcoin sidechain.
I mean, I just want to say this has spiraled in so many directions since we first got wind of this news. You know, the Central African Republic wanting to get more involved with Bitcoin and blockchain technology and cryptocurrency. Initially, what we thought was, hey, they were just going to make Bitcoin a legal tender. Then at the date of launch, we saw, hey, we're also going to launch our own national cryptocurrency, the Sango coin. And now, this is barely a couple of weeks, after launch, and they're announcing the launch of a Bitcoin sidechain. That is the Songo platform. I'm not sure what to make of it. And I'm not sure what direction they're heading with this, but it wasn't so long ago that the Central African Republic, like I said, declared Bitcoin as a legal tender within its borders and launched the Songo coin as the country's national cryptocurrency. All of this was in an effort to further its cause in crypto adoption. And the country has recently announced the launch of the Songo Bitcoin sidechain. Now, the platform is set to launch on the 25th of July, and users who want to pre-register can do so on the Songo platform after undergoing relevant KYC procedures. You know, it's all part of a measure to sort of regulate the cryptocurrency space to make sure they can keep tabs on everything. I'm not exactly sure how decentralized this is, but okay. Now, the wrapped form of Bitcoin, known as the Songo Bitcoin or SBTC, is created when users deposit BTC into the Songo sidechain, and the platform will allow users to easily withdraw their money by converting the Songo coin to the wrapped Bitcoin and then convert it to Bitcoin for the user to access. It all seems pretty complicated for some reason. I'm not so sure why. I feel like I don't exactly see the bigger picture right now. At least I thought I did in the beginning, but right now I'm not so sure if it's really clear to me where exactly they're headed with this. But I just pretty much want to hope that they know what they're doing.
I think the important thing to note is that there is some kind of growth, okay? And if we're being fair, what could they have done? You know, so it's kind of a double-edged sword to say that if you do not think this is a good idea, then one must table a better idea. You know, I'm a firm believer that if you're going to find a problem and point it out, you better point out the solution too. You know, so I think maybe we can have a whole bunch of thinkers, you know, global thinkers, but specifically African thinkers who can think of a solution to that thing, or maybe find a way to make it more accessible. Because I can kind of see where they're going with it. I can totally kind of see where they're going with it. But again, remembering that you still have an entire country of people who don't fully understand how to use Bitcoin in the first place, there needs to be a lot more education around that before they get into introducing such extensive processes. But hey, look, I'm seeing progress, so I am going to, for now, choose to see the goodness in it and maybe hold off on being skeptical, I believe. But what you're saying totally makes sense, I believe. You know, I think we still have a long way to go, but I don't know. I just today and this past week, I've been feeling quite excited, which is strange because it is still a bear market. But I think, you know, it's so important for us to find a little goodness in this space because after all, we're still here, you know, and that in itself is a testament. It's I saw this as my opportunity to say, oh, my goodness, I was there during the 2022 bear. That's how I'm looking at it. You know, I'm already writing that story and I'd like everybody to just kind of, you know, take a moment to kind of to figure out and position yourself and find your reasonings for why you're still here, because that's important too. Remembering or realizing and admitting why you're still sticking around the space is the best way for you to determine what your next move should be. If you're just here to flip stuff, maybe hold off a bit. But if you're here to build, maybe this is your time to do so. But again, I am no expert. And just a reminder, nobody here is well and truly an expert when it comes to such things. Just another reminder that none of what we share here is actual financial advice. I would suggest that you get a financial advisor if that's the kind of information you're looking for. We only hear the opinions of individuals that make this show possible. You can always, always use the links in the show notes to do your own research and any other links that you may come across. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a rating on whatever platform it is that you're listening from. After all, we are our own wildest dreams, our hope for our own tomorrow. So until next time, keep innovating.